This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Showtime. I'm Ella, I'm joined by Abby.
Hello.
Oh, I love that song so much.
I feel very happy right now. It just makes you feel joy.
It's a real feel-good song. Yes, that was... we'll get on to what's going to happen in the rest of the show later. Let's just talk about that song for now, because it was so brilliant. That was The Cat in the Moon from the musical version of The Lord of the Rings, which it's just a beautiful thing.
We've only just found it kind of recently-ish, or Ella again. I think you found it again.
Yes, I knew about it vaguely in the very back of my mind because I'd seen an interview with Jerome Pradon, who I mentioned last week because he'd starred in the West End version of Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. He starred in, he played Aragorn in the West End version of Lord of the Rings when it came over to England in 2007. It had been in Canada in 2006.
Love Canada. And sorry.
The show was about 3.5 hours long in three acts. It didn't get particularly good reviews.
Might have guessed, yeah, surprisingly.
I mean, people don't want to sit down for 3.5 hours. What? And then it moved over to the West End in 2007 and it had Laura Michelle Kelly, who you'll all know, of course.
Obviously.
From Finding Neverland. We always play her. She sings All That Matters. She's also, she played Mary Poppins for quite a while in the West End. And she played Galadriel in Lord of the Rings. Jerome Pradon, as I said, as Aragorn. A lot of other people as well. Big cast. It's a very weird show. I'm going to put it out there. It's like, if you watch a few clips on YouTube, I mean, I think Discovery Channel did like a 50-minute documentary on it. It's very weird, as you can probably imagine, but it's got some really good songs.
We're very big fans.
I like the that's one that's sung by the hobbits at the sort of beginning when they get to the Inn of the Prancing. Oh, I'm going to show my Lord of the Rings. They get to the Inn of the Prancing Pony and Pippin and Merry sort of blow their cover, so to speak, and they have to run away from the Black Riders with the help of Strider. And so there's some nice like folky songs for the hobbits, and I really like it. I think more musicals should have folk songs in them.
It get everyone in the mood of like, yay. Happiness.
There we
PR Abby there.
PR Abby's official endorsement. Get everyone in the mood of like, yay, happiness.
The official Showtime review of the Lord of the Rings musical.
There we go. I mean, if anyone's listening who has the ability to bring back Lord of the Rings, go on, do it. Just
please.
For us. We do have a very packed show today. We've got some shows that are going to be touring the UK. We're sort of back to that kind of genre where every show known to man is touring the UK at some point in the next year.
If you want to go see a musical, seriously, next year you can see all of them.
All of the shows. We've also got some very exciting news from the world of musical theatre that's been released in the past week. So stay tuned for that. If you want to get in touch with us at any point throughout the evening, online messaging service as always, urn1350.net or urn1350 on Twitter. Abby will be tweeting live throughout the evening at Showtime URN, and then there's a Facebook page which I update regularly ish when I remember during the week, which is URN Showtime. Before we get on to the rest of the evening though, we're just going to revisit something we said last week. The Medics musical is coming up at the end of this week. It's on at the Nottingham Arts Theatre from the 24th to the 26th of November. They're doing Pirates of Penzance, and it's looking to be a really good show. We had them in last week and we did an interview and they sang Modern Major General for us. And this week we've got Stay Frederick Stay. So without further ado, I give you the Medics musical. Now, brace yourselves, everybody. We've got some very exciting musical news of the week. It comes from a show that opened basically for the first time on Broadway this week, even though the musical itself has been around for absolutely ages. Well, since 2012, which counts as ages, I think. It's Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, which I know Abby's particularly annoyed about because she can't get it into a tweet.
Yeah, I mean, I've only got 140 characters to play around with.
Well, the title is going to be in four separate tweets. It's going to be fine. So Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 is a musical adaptation of Tolstoy's War and Peace.
Oh, good Lord. Like Lord of the Rings.
Quite
not,
long.
Not
quite
easy.
It's actually only on a part, I think it's volume two. of War and Peace. It's not the full story. It's concerned with when Natasha and Anatole have an affair. Spoiler alert, guys. It ran off Broadway for ages and always got good reviews, but it's only just come to Broadway, as I said. It's starring Dene Benton as Natasha and, oh, very excitingly, Josh Groban as Pierre. Both of them making their Broadway debuts. But Josh Groban.
Oh,
Josh.
He's going to be amazing.
Oh, we're giving him a hashtag love him already.
Wow.
It's great. And I first came across this show, earlier this year. I think it was around the time that the BBC did their adaptation of War and Peace. And I watched that and I enjoyed that. And then I found this musical and, quite liked it and thought, that fits in really well with what's going on the BBC. And then I genuinely completely forgot about it. And then randomly, and I've no idea why, it popped into my head last weekend. I'll play that on the show at some point. It was going to open on Broadway. I bet I've missed the Broadway opening. Oh, what a shame. Lo and behold, Monday, it opens on Broadway. I'm definitely psychic. So, I think we suggested it last week. It's definitely been confirmed now.
And we are so topical, obviously.
Always, always.
Just on it.
The song that we're going to be playing tonight comes from the original cast recording from when it was off Broadway. And it basically, it runs through the entire character list, which is very helpful in a show like this.
Yeah.
Because as it points out, it's a complicated Russian novel and everyone has 9 different names. So without further ado, from Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. This is the prologue. Now, mini segue from that. That was, as I said, the original cast recording when it was off Broadway. Philippa Sue played Natasha there. You might know her better as Eliza Schuyler in Hamilton. She originated the role in Hamilton. Which brings me on to the Hamilton mixtape. We're not playing anything from it for now because we're waiting until the 2nd of December when it's officially released.
Because right now there's only a few songs that
there's like 6 songs. Every week a couple more get released. But on the 2nd of December, that's when the full thing is released and we'll do something about it then. But as well as that, Philippa Sue, who played Eliza and played Natasha and all these people, she is going to be starring in a Broadway version of Amelie. The film, it's a French film, isn't
yes.
it? I've never seen it, but I've
it's
heard...
It's a very good film.
I've heard a lot about it.
I very much enjoy the film.
Yeah, so. That's coming to Broadway very, very soon. It's been announced this week that it'll be coming over. She'll be playing Amelie in that, so do look out for that. There'll be more news in the future about that, particularly if Abby gives it a seal of approval.
I'll be very interested to see how they adapt it and what they're going to do with it.
Yeah,
good to see.
And now, other exciting news, and I'm very, very, very excited about this. In the past week, the first few members of the cast have been announced for the upcoming tour of The Addams Family.
Which we love,
Showtime
obviously.
Showtime favourite. I mean, we hardly ever mention it.
Well, you know. Not every now and then.
There's a word, I think, a word that we associate with The Addams Family. Is it like, something sweet? Is it
taste?
Chocolate?
Ooh.
Chocolate. You must love chocolate.
Say you don't say.
yes, unfortunately, at the moment, Nathan Lane won't be repeating his role as Gomez Addams. I mean, Gomez hasn't been announced yet, so
we're holding
crossed.
Out hope.
I'll send him an email. I'll be like, Nathan, mate, come on. Do it for us.
For us.
Just the Nottingham performances. No, but instead, who has been announced, we've got Carrie Hope Fletcher will be playing Wednesday Addams. Samantha Womack, nay Janus, if people are of a generation you know as Samantha Janus, she's playing Morticia, and Les Dennis will be Uncle Fester. More cast announcements will be happening in the next few weeks before it opens in Edinburgh in April next year. The important thing is that it's in Nottingham from the 27th of June to the 1st of July. We will of course be going to see it because, oh my gosh, it's the Addams Family. You've got to love it. And I don't think you need much of an excuse to play the Addams Family on this show.
Not really.
As we've illustrated in the past, but I definitely do consider this a decent reason. For the people sitting at home going, why are they always playing this? This is a genuine reason. We should play it tonight. The song I'm going to play is when Wednesday and Lucas, who's just like a normal person outside the family, they kind of meet and fall in love and they try and get their respective families together for a nice simple meal, which is easier said than done when half your family's dead. So from the original Broadway cast recording, this is One Normal Night.
They're normal people, not like you, not like me.
One Normal Night from the Addams Family.
It's all she wants.
All she wants is One Normal Night.
The genuine squeal of Nathan for his one line in there.
Genuinely. I screamed Nathan, Abby just screamed. Yeah. And it was a beautiful moment. And this is why we're friends, Abby.
Yep.
We bonded over our love of Nathan Lane. He is a god. Yeah, that's touring all of next year. I'm so excited about it. I think Showtime Trips here in Nottingham. Everyone come along. Oh, it's going to be great. 27th of June to the 1st of July. Can't wait. Now, segue. Our next show is also coming to the Nottingham Theatre Royal, but much sooner. This actually starts next week.
Oh!
On Monday, the 28th of November. Usually I would have covered this sort of months ago, but I don't really like it.
No.
It's Ghost, the musical, based on the 1990 film with Patrick Swayze and all that jazz. The musical, it will star Sarah Harding from Girls Aloud and Andy Moss, who apparently was in Hollyoaks, the internet reliably informs me.
I do not know,
nope.
But good on him.
Sarah Harding and Andy Moss as the leads. And I'm in two minds about Ghost because it always gets such good reviews and everyone I know who's been to see it loves it. And if you watch clips of it, it always looks really well staged and it's really clever, but I just really don't like it. I'm not judging it entirely on the songs in the musical, though partly on some of the... A lot of them are very soppy.
And Ella doesn't do soppy. No. You might have guessed.
Believe it or not. I think I'm genuinely prejudiced against it because I hate the song Unchained Melody sort of with a passion.
Controversial opinion there.
Oh my goodness. It's the most covered song in history. Officially, the most covered song in history. And I hate it so much. That is just my opinion. Obviously, I don't want to persuade anyone to think similarly of Unchained Melody. If you like Unchained Melody, excellent, but it's not for me. I did try to listen to the soundtrack to decide which song we were going to play tonight to advertise Ghost when it starts next week. And I just haven't taken to it. That's all I've got, really.
My mum has just texted in to say she very much enjoyed it, to my somewhat surprise.
Yeah, so I genuinely think if you go and see it, it's going to be incredible. But just listening to the soundtrack, I was listening to the original Broadway soundtrack, and it's just a bit, soppy is the word I can think of. It's very musical theatre in a... I don't know how
but
to
like
phrase it.
Too musical theatre, maybe.
It's very... like, oh, I'm going to stand here and sing about my emotions in a way that musicals kind of moved away from. Like, now we have songs that progress the plot and they just sort of... there isn't this weird transition where it's like one moment they're talking, one moment they're singing. It just flows. And I don't feel like Ghost does that. It's just... yeah. But I'm
going to play it anyway.
I'm willing to have my mind changed. So if you have an opinion on Go, send it in, like Abby's mum. Thank you for that. Urine1350.net, and we'll take a read through. As I said, though, it's coming to Nottingham, and I am going to play a song from it. So judge for yourself and send in your thoughts. From the original Broadway cast recording of Ghost, this is Here Right Now. Right now, from the original Broadway cast recording of Ghost the musical. I just let's move on from that. It's okay. It's just...
you missed possibly the best like 2 minute jumpering round.
I had
explanation,
which also encompassed a reenactment of it was my understanding of the film and musical Ghost, which
amazing.
Abby found hilarious. It just... I think my issue with it, as I was saying to Abby, but I'm going to articulate it slightly better, is that as far as I'm aware, and I do correct me if I'm wrong, because as I say, I haven't seen the film or seen the musical. I've only listened to the soundtrack. It's just very much about one guy and one girl, and there's not a lot else going on as far as I'm aware. And my issue with the soundtrack is that because they're the main characters, they're like in every song, and every song is just a duet about how much they love each other, and there doesn't, in the music at least, seem to be that much else. And I think that's my issue with it. And as I say, it is just my opinion. I know there are people who love it, and I think I do admit that I think it's one that's really great to see live. So go and see it live. There we go.
Yeah,
plug it. Don't listen to me. Like, go and see it.
We'll go like 360 Yeah. 180, I mean.
There we go.
That,
yeah, 360. I still hate it, but
I'm
go
not
and see
good
it.
At maths.
And as I say, you can catch it in Nottingham from the 28th of November to the 3rd of December, and then it's touring through till April next year. Now, our next show is also coming to Nottingham, and I'm going to be honest, I prefer this one. I played a song from it a few weeks ago just as a taster, but I thought we'd revisit it now. And it comes from The Wedding Singer, which is another musical adaptation of a film, this time from the 1998 film starring Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. The musical version opened on Broadway in 2006 and is touring the UK now, and it's just got such a great 80s feeling to it. It's set in 1985, and I think that's probably why I like it so much. And I was watching an interview with the composers, and they were saying they considered having it as a jukebox musical like Rock of Ages, but they didn't want to use songs from the 80s. They wanted to write new songs but get an 80s feel across. So there's a lot of like synthesizers and drum machines, and it's a really 80s feel, which I like.
Ella loves the 80s.
Really?
Which I think possibly because Ghost sounds to me quite poppy, quite
yes.
like modern pop, which Ella does not like very much.
I feel like we might have just got to the bottom of the entire thing.
Yeah, I think we might have uncovered the entire reason why you don't like Ghost, but do like The Wedding Singer.
I do like The Wedding Singer, and what I do think is interesting, and there's a reason I sort of paired the two up in the middle of the show, is because this one does a similar thing. This song is sung by a character called Julia, and it's all about the fact that she wants to get married. But in no way is it soppy. It's kind of done sort of tongue-in-cheek, and it's jolly and it's catchy, but it's not soppy, in my opinion. Feel free to disagree with me. And the best thing about this song is that, and there's a surprise for Abby here, because I know she's going to be excited about
this.
Yeah,
I got introduced to the surprise before the show, but she wouldn't tell me what it was, so now I've got to act very surprised. Hang on a second.
Yeah, so I think you'll appreciate this, Abby. This comes from the original Broadway cast recording, and the person who plays Julia in this show is Laura Benanti.
Oh, wow! Oh, Laura is everywhere. She won't leave us alone.
We've got this running joke at the moment that Laura Benanti is just following us, because I mentioned her 2 weeks ago. I played a song from her last week, and we started then the suggestion that she's just popping up in all sorts of places, and she's back. And I picked this song before I even knew that she was in it. I was like, oh, I really like this singer. Who is it? And I Googled,
oh, well, of course she's Laura Benanti.
It's Laura Benanti. So without further ado, from The Wedding Singer, this is Laura Benanti with Someday.
Did you see the bride? She looks so perfect.
Laura Benanti with Someday from the original Broadway cast recording of The Wedding Singer. Really like that.
It's very 80s.
Very 80s. Genuinely almost forgot to put the mics up because I was so busy singing along. And you can catch The Wedding Singer from the 9th to the 13th of May next year. Now, John Robbins will be playing Robbie Hart, the lead male in The Wedding Singer, when it tours next year. And it's actually John Robbins that segues us into our next song, because he originated the role of Rod in the West End production of Avenue Q, which I know Abby's a big fan of.
Yes, the first musical I ever saw.
Appropriate.
Which is, yeah, it's a very interesting one to start off with.
I'm imagining you weren't like 6 at the time.
No, I was like 14.
That's, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an interesting show. I really like, just because there were puppets, it gets so exciting.
Yeah, there's puppets, and then some of the song choices are interesting.
Yeah, we're not going to mention some of the songs.
No, because we cannot.
This is probably the most clean song that we're going to play, and I've still had to bleep something. Yeah. So if that puts it into context. So without further ado, from Avenue Q.
Oh,
it rhymes.
Like that.
It doesn't anymore. This is It Sucks to Be Me. Now, unfortunately, although Avenue Q finished its tour earlier this year, although I reckon it'll be back in a short while, the next show actually is touring for the first time in ages, and I'm so very excited about this. Yay. In honour of its 20th anniversary, this show will be completing a UK tour starting in Aberdeen this very week, just gone, and we'll be covering cities all around the country throughout next year. Drum roll, please, everybody. Thank you, Abby.
Don't
it's
you?
Rent!
Yay!
Oh my goodness. This show is a staple in any musical lover's heart, and for that reason I'm not going to say anything else about it, though there will be so much more in the future. There's only one power couple we can turn to for a song from Rent. The only people who could ever do justice to Maureen and Joanna. Without further ado, this is Idina Menzel and Tracy Thomas with Take Me or Leave Me. Take it away, girls. Now, very quickly before we leave, our penultimate song comes from John Barrowman with I Am What I Am from Le Cage aux Folles. It's going to be touring again next year. It'll be in Nottingham from the 14th to the 18th of February, starring John Partridge and Marty Webb. And very quickly, this is John Barrowman. And that brings us to the end of tonight's show. As always, thank you for listening. The breakdown of this show, along with all the others, will be released on Facebook, URN Showtime, and Twitter, Showtime URN, before we're back next Sunday at 6 p.m. But closing for us tonight is a very last-minute addition to this week's playlist. I went to see the RAF in concert last night, and they did a musical medley, and it was beautiful. And one of the songs was from Noel Gay's Me and My Girl. So I leave you tonight with The Lambeth Walk.
Lambeth. You've never seen.
This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.